Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
Beautiful day for duck hunting.
It's a lone duck in the sky. Load up my rifle, will you, Lee?
Yes,
sure. Shoot that puppy right out of the sky.
Yeah.
Fire up your phone and give us a call at 888-723-4630.
I'm the kind of woman that would stand by her man and load his rifle and then go home and cook his meal. That would be me.
Lee, where's my sandwich?
So our telephone number is...
Get in there and make me a sandwich.
888-723-4630 is our telephone number. And things are going well here on eBay Radio. And right now, we go to Dallas, Texas for the latest edition of eBetsy's Briefs. Take it away, Betsy.
Here's my advice on leveraging one of eBay's lesser-known features, reviews and guides. Write a guide. Writing an eBay guide gives you the chance to establish your expertise and increase your sales. For example, maybe you know how to identify authentic Pandora charms. Or you're really up on jewelry by James Avery Craftsman. Perhaps you're a fragrance connoisseur or collect eBayana. Whatever the topic, your eBay ID will be on that guide, along with your store description, plus links to your store and to your items for sale. You don't have to write about what you sell. You can write about other stuff, too. But when you write about what you sell, it increases your credibility as a seller. After all, you must really know your stuff or you wouldn't have written a guide about it. Anytime we get asked if Acquisitor's Pandora charms are genuine, I send that potential customer a link to our eBay guide on how to distinguish real versus fake Pandora, so they know they can shop with confidence when they buy our Pandora.
Oh.
Be imaginative when it comes to choosing the subject of your guide. For example, if you sell vintage clothing, you might want to write a guide on how to date vintage apparel or how to remove stains. Once you've written your guide, you can tag it with keywords of your choice, up to 10, and choose up to 3 categories in which it should be indexed. You can add pictures and format your guide's layout to be both attractive and readable via eBay's rich text editor. It's super simple and intuitive. And I've saved the best part for last. In addition to being searchable at ebay.com/guides, Google loves eBay guides. When I recently Googled keywords Egyptian silver hallmarks, the very first out of 492,000 search results was an eBay guide. So go to ebay.com/guides and start writing. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Betsy. That was eBetsy's Briefs. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Dave in Perkiomenville, Pennsylvania. Am I pronouncing that right, Dave?
Perkiomenville.
Perkiomenville, okay.
Yes.
And, and Dave is known as...
Second time caller.
Dave is known as Moonrock 4 on eBay. Hey, Dave, what's your question or comment?
Hey, I'm having a returns issue with a somebody that bought something from me. Do you want the item number?
Okay.
That's well. There's something that I want you to see in there. It's 1918.
Okay, hold on. I just got to get to a return box. Okay, I mean an item box. Okay, go ahead.
1918. 4148.
Is it 4148?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 9773.
And if you're searching along with us, when you search for the item number, you'll have to go over and check completed listings in order to see it. Okay, there it is.
So it's completed?
Completed listing, yeah.
Okay. Oh, crock pot.
Arrival
yes.
For
mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Now, what I did was I sold this crock pot, mm-hmm. and I packed it really very, very well, and I shipped it off, and they got it, and they sent back a message. It said, pot broke, please send return shipping label. I told them to open, you know, to request a return, and they did that, and they shipped it back, and the pot that they shipped back was not the pot that I shipped them, and they didn't include the lid. And how I can tell it was not the pot that they shipped, if you look at picture number 9 on the listing, the bottom of that pot is clean and has a number stamped on it, 3105.
Right.
The one they sent back is all charred and has 4604 stamped on the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
And they didn't return the lid. So now they wanted a refund, and I was also charged $20.16 to have this shipped back to me. I sent a message to them, told them that I received it, did not receive the one that was shipped, also didn't receive the lid, and that I will not be issuing the refund, and I would like the $20.16 refunded to me that I'm being charged. So, of course, they were upset about it and said, I don't know what game you're playing. Besides, you didn't send the one that was in the picture, but I didn't say anything about it since it was broken when I got it. So, then a couple things, you know, a couple more things back and forth, and they threatened a couple times to open up a case. They have not opened the case yet, and
what should he do?
I don't want to refund their money because it's not the right thing. I have a picture of what they sent me back, and I can send that to eBay, showing them what they sent back. And this is a one of a kind thing. It's not like I have several of these and I sent them the wrong thing.
Right.
So I don't want to issue the refund, and I also want my my return shipping back since they sent me their broken pot back.
Right.
What should he do at this point?
So they haven't opened up the case yet. I think they were threatened. I think they realized that they were busted, and they're threatening to open up the case, but haven't. But the other concern I have is that they might wait a while and open up a PayPal case. And what would I do? What would I do about that if that happens?
Well, first, let's then talk about what you do here. The return process has a spot or a step in it where you can dispute the return, and you can upload a picture. That would be my first recommendation. If this,
okay,
then does,
I did a thing, report the buyer.
Yeah.
I already did that, and that was I sent that to eBay.
And
that seemed like an automated system.
And did it upload a? Did you upload a picture?
There was no thing to upload a picture. It was just a report the buyer thing. Mm. There was nothing there where I could upload a picture.
Right. So in the return flow, there is a place where you can you don't issue the return. You say I'm not issuing the return. Here's the reason why, and you should be able to upload a photo.
I thought that was a response to the buyer. That's not.
The eBay sees that.
Oh, eBay will see that?
Oh, yeah, that's part. That's there now. So.
Okay. Right. I understand that they would see it. Okay, so that's what I'll upload the picture to that, right. Send another message that I'm not returning, and this is the reason why.
Right, and you can show this is what was listed in the. In the listing, this is what I shipped, and this is what you sent back. If they open a case, you can do the same thing. And if this doesn't come out the way you think it should, email me, and I'll find out. But at this point, that would be
because at this point, right now, even if I don't refund it, I'm still out the $21 that I had.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that back. So I wouldn't. I would focus more
really?
On just yeah.
Huh.
Sorry, because you have the item back. So I know.
No, I don't have the item back. They kept the pot.
Well, no, they shipped something back. At this point, I would just follow the steps of the process.
Okay.
So you've run into one of those very rare criminals who are trying to defraud you. I had it once. It can happen. It can happen anywhere. But I wouldn't assume anything yet. I would let the processes play out, and I would keep as, and you want this well documented, so use your photographs and upload them, and we'll see what happens next.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for your help, Griff.
Nice of you to call today.
Okay.
Yeah. We appreciate it a lot. Mike in Cincinnati, known on eBay as Zippy10. Hey, Mike, what's your question or comment?
Well, I thought I heard, I was busy typing, so I only heard it on, like, the tail end. But I thought Griff said something about the annual store fees. I always was under the impression that you paid that up front.
So I'm on an annual subscription fee, and I get charged the annual price per month, not paid all at once.
Oh, I was mistaken by thinking that. I should have done this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about
You save a little money.
You? Yeah, really? How do you change that?
You can change your subscription at any time. I would suggest waiting if you're thinking of doing it until May 1st, only because that's when the
of
new
all the changes.
Yeah. So you just when we come back, I'll walk you through the process. Let's do
Stay
that.
Stay with us.
This open phone segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details, local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 370.
So many social media platforms and only so much time. Stephanie Inge is known on eBay as top-rated seller Steph in Texas. She's an education specialist as well as founder and organizer of the Dallas eBabes and Emails and DFW social media marketing meetup groups. And she has this tip for setting up our social media profiles.
Try to sound like the same person across all platforms. Be consistent, be professional. First and foremost, always include the URL to your eBay store or your eBay listings in the event you do not have a store. You can skip the URL by viewing all listings and just copying and pasting it.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another
eBay Radio Open Phone Segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone Segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Share your eBay insights with issues at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
We're on the air with Mike.
We're on the air. I got Howie's mic on. He's busy working okay. on his laptop.
We have Mike.
And we have Mike, who is calling from Cincinnati.
Right, and we're talking to Mike.
So let me explain a little bit more about the store subscription thing. So currently, the prices for up until May 1st, right, are a basic store, a yearly subscription is $15.95 per month. A monthly subscription is $19.95. That's paid by month. But if you lock into a yearly subscription and you get the savings, there can be a penalty for canceling within the period of time. Except there is an exempt period, and I believe it's for 30, maybe 60 days. I got to look at the seller update. For anyone changing their subscriptions as of May 1st, or actually it was, I believe it was from the date from, I think it goes to May 30th. I think it was this month and May 30th. So it was 2 months because the change, we've created an exemption window where there's no penalty if you change, if you downgrade your subscription from a yearly subscription to a monthly subscription, or you downgrade from a premium to basic or an anchor to premium. So if you want to learn more about the actual fees that'll be effective, May 6th is when the new fees go into effect. Just go to the seller update pages and you can get there by going to www.ebay.com/seller update and look for the fee. It's called the changes to updates to fees and features.
Okay, I'm not going to change subscriptions. I just want to change from, I'm store level. I'm just going to change.
Yeah, so you can
from monthly to yearly.
And the way you do that is you go to, follow along with me, my eBay. So click on my eBay at the top of any page.
Okay.
And then when that page opens up, click on the account tab.
Okay.
And on the left-hand side of the page, you'll see a list of links, and there's one that says subscriptions.
Okay.
Click on that, and on your subscription page, you will see the things that you're subscribed to. One of them should be a store, and you can change the level of subscription link. Click that, and on that page, you would select what you're changing to, and then click continue.
So that would have changing from monthly to yearly.
Yeah, so if you're currently on a monthly, which level store do you have, Mike?
Premium.
So if you're on a monthly and you want to change to the yearly, just select yearly subscription for premium store and then continue. Right now, that price is $49.95 per month.
Right.
That will change as of May 6th. The yearly subscription will be $59.95, so it's an extra $10 bucks per month. But you get an enormous increase in the insertion fee allotment, the insertion fee, zero insertion fees.
Okay, good. Do you have time for one more quick question?
Sure.
Well, of course we do. For anything.
If you're not, and I should know some of these things, but I'll just pretend that I'm a newbie.
Okay.
If you do not, I usually ship internationally on most everything, but there are some things that I just don't want to ship internationally.
Yeah.
I've never found a clear-cut location where it says, click here if you don't want to ship internationally.
Well, it's on the sell your item page.
Okay, and is it where you put none?
Well, if you're on the sell your item page.
Okay.
And you get down to the shipping area.
Right.
Where it says international shipping.
Right.
Select none. And then but then the next thing you have to do, and I know this doesn't, it's not intuitive, but what you want to do is on the next page, on the same page, you want to go down to the shipping exclusion and make sure you're excluding all those countries to which you won't ship.
So it's okay.
So there's a in the international shipping, there's something called the excluded shipping locations.
Right.
You can create an edit. You have to have that exclusion list created. And if you don't want to ship anywhere outside the domestic U.S., you click on that. And it's pretty easy. When you see the window, it starts at high level. So it says international, and then there's Africa, Asia, Central America. There's all the continents. Just check all the boxes, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Also, and I know you won't know this, but or maybe you will. You never know. You pretty much are.
Oh, ye of so little faith.
Let's get his ego bigger than it already is.
I use six bit software.
Oh yeah, sure, so, John Slocum. Yeah.
Oh yeah, good guy. So
great
I'll have
guy,
to
yeah.
Go in there and do that if I don't list from. If I don't list from the eBay page.
Yeah, and almost all those third-party listing tools, they all should be current with the same features that are available on eBay. So I know 6-Bit Software has the same functionality. So you want to, if you're using that for listing, then you would do the same things, but do it inside the 6-Bit Software listing tool.
Often it will say, also make sure that you have also excluded the... accounted for these through your exclusion list, too. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the excluded countries.
Yeah, but the excluded list is not global. It's only per listing, you know, specifically because you may have something that can't ship to a particular country. Mike, we got to go. I hope I answer your questions. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up in our next hour, lessons from a brick-and-mortar store mom. This is eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.